American Language Course, Book 19, Tape 1A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 1A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlying words. Number 1. In-laws. In-laws. Number 2. Brother-in-law. Brother-in-law. Brothers-in-law. Brothers-in-law. Number 3. Sister-in-law. Sister-in-law. Sisters-in-law. Sisters-in-law. Number 4. Father-in-law. Father-in-law. Number 5. Mother-in-law. Mother-in-law. Number 6. Daughter-in-law. Daughter-in-law. Number 7. Son-in-law. Son-in-law. Number 8. Grandchildren. Grandchildren. Number 9. Granddaughters. Granddaughters. Number 10. Grandsons. Grandsons. Now, look at Figure 1 again and repeat the sentences. Number 1. My in-laws are my relatives by marriage. My wife's in-laws are her relatives by marriage. Number 2. My brother is my wife's brother-in-law. My wife's brothers are my brothers-in-law. Number 3. My wife's sister is my sister-in-law. My sisters are my wife's sisters-in-law. Number 4. My wife's father is my father-in-law. My father is my wife's father-in-law. Number 5. My wife's mother is my mother-in-law. My mother is my wife's mother-in-law. Number 6. My son's wife is my and my wife's daughter-in-law. We are her father-in-law and mother-in-law. Number 7. My daughter's husband is my and my wife's son-in-law. We are his father-in-law and mother-in-law. Number 8. My son's and daughter's children are our grandchildren. We are their grandfather and grandmother. Number 9. Our granddaughters are 4 and 5 years old. Number 10. Our two grandsons are big, healthy boys. Look at figure 2. Listen to a statement. Complete the statement in your book. Look at the example. Gordon is my older daughter's husband. Repeat. Gordon is my son-in-law. Now, listen and write. Number 1. Vicky is my son's wife. Number 2. Nell and Nancy are my wife's sisters. Number 3. Jeannie is my wife's mother. Number 4. Amy and Anne are my daughter's little girls. Number 5. My wife's name was Jones before we married. Number 6. My brother is Pete. Number 7. Alfred is my wife's father. Number 8. My younger daughter's husband is Mark. Number 9. My daughter has 2 girls and my son has 2 boys. Number 10. The 2 boys are Michael and Jonathan.
Let's check your answers. Number 1 is daughter-in-law. Repeat. Vicky is my son's wife. Vicky is my daughter-in-law. Number 2 is sisters-in-law. Repeat. Nell and Nancy are my wife's sisters. Nell and Nancy are my sisters-in-law. Number 3 is mother-in-law. Repeat. Jeannie is my wife's mother. Jeannie is my mother-in-law. Number 4 is granddaughters. Repeat. Amy and Anne are my daughter's little girls. Amy and Anne are my granddaughters. Number 5 is in-laws. Repeat. My wife's name was Jones before we married. The Joneses are my in-laws. Number 6 is brother-in-law. Repeat. My brother is Pete. Pete is my wife's brother-in-law. Number 7 is father-in-law. Repeat. Alfred is my wife's father. Alfred is my father-in-law. Number 8 is son-in-law. Repeat. My younger daughter's husband is Mark. Mark is my son-in-law. Number 9 is grandchildren. Repeat. My daughter has 2 girls and my son has 2 boys. These children are my grandchildren. Number 10 is grandsons. The 2 boys are Michael and Jonathan. Michael and Jonathan are my grandsons.
Look at figure 3. Repeat the underlying words.
Divorced. Divorced. Attracted. Attracted. Eager. Eager. Get along. Get along. All at once. All at once. Attraction. Attraction. Consequently. Consequently. End up. End up. Divorce. Divorce. Relationship. Relationship. Inquired. Inquired.
Now, listen to the paragraph. During the past 30 years, many changes have taken place in American society. One of these changes is that many more American couples are getting divorced. There are many reasons for this increase in the number of divorces. One of the reasons may be that young people are attracted to each other and become eager to get married at an early age. When they are first married, they seem to get along with each other very well. Then, all at once, the attraction between them weakens and, consequently, they end up getting a divorce. They do not stay in the relationship long enough to see if they could have gotten along better with each other. If, before they got married, they had inquired about the difficulties one must face in a marriage, maybe they would have waited for a few years before they got married. Look at figure 4. Answer the questions you hear. Use the words in figure 4. Number 1. What change took place in American society during the past 30 years? Repeat. Many more American couples are getting divorced. Number 2. What is one reason for couples getting a divorce? Repeat. Young people become attracted to each other and become eager to get married. Number 3. What happens when they are first married? Repeat. They seem to get along with each other very well. Number 4. Then, what happens to the marriage? Repeat. All at once, the attraction weakens and consequently, they end up getting a divorce. Number 5. Why should they have stayed in the relationship longer? Repeat. To see if they could have gotten along better. Number 6. What should they have done before they got married? Repeat. They should have inquired about the difficulties one must face in a marriage. Look at Figure 5. Repeat the phrases and sentences. Number 1. The Joneses' house. The Joneses' house is next to ours. Number 2. The children's toys. The children's toys are all on the floor. Number 3. Boys' coats. Boys' coats are on sale at Millard's. Number 4. His wife's coat. He left his wife's coat at the cleaners. Number 5. The house's roof. The house's roof is leaking. Number 6. Friday's programs. Friday's programs on TV are always good. Number 7. The performance's ending. The performance's ending was a surprise. Number 8. The patient's temperature. The patient's temperature was very high. Now, look at Figure 6. Listen to a phrase. Change it by using apostrophe S or just an apostrophe. Write the changed phrase. Look at the example. Listen. The decision made by the supervisor. Repeat. The supervisor's decision. Now, listen and write. Number 1. The father of my wife. Number 2. The program of the candidate. Number 3. The high school the graduate attended. Number 4. The agreement made by the employees. Number 5. The disagreement of the leaders. Number 6. The force of the hurricane. Number 7. The length of their memories. Number 8. The mother of my son's wife. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is my wife's father. W-I-F-E apostrophe S. Number 2 is the candidate's program. C-A-N-D-I-D-A-T-E apostrophe S. Number 3 is the graduate's high school. G-R-A-D-U-A-T-E apostrophe S. Number 4 is the employee's agreement. E-M-P-L-O-Y-E-E-S apostrophe. Number 5 is the leader's disagreement. L-E-A-D-E-R-S apostrophe. Number 6 is the hurricane's force. H-U-R-R-I-C-A-N-E apostrophe S. Number 7 is their memory's length. M-E-M-O-R-I-E-S apostrophe. Number 8 is my son's wife's mother. S-O-N apostrophe S and W-I-F-E apostrophe S. This is the end of Tape 1A, Book 19.